servant, the apostle over this commission. The grace at work upon his life is working through me right now. And I believe that we all shall be blessed in Jesus' name. Engaging the power of divine secrets. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29 is our text. The secret things. There are open things and there are secret things. Open things make common men. Secret things make stars in the kingdom. But they belong unto the Lord, our God. But out of these secret things, he chose to reveal them to us, his children, forever. So as children of God, we are entitled to the secret of God, that we may do all the words of this law. In every house, children are entitled to the properties of their father. Our God operates by secrets. And in the course of Shiloh 2021, God will deliver to you secrets. Looking at great men in scriptures, we discover that their stardom is rooted in the secrets they discovered. Their discoveries turned into their stardom. So secrets are winning cards for those who will become more than a conqueror. It becomes necessary, therefore, to keep hunting for the secrets of God. Keep hunting for the secrets of God. It will interest you to know that secret is not what you can study. It's not what you can learn. It can only be received as delivered by God, as revealed by God, who is in possession of it. It will interest you to know also that secrets cannot be copied. Every child of God is entitled to specific secrets of his life. Don't copy what somebody else has. You are entitled to having your own from God. Faith tabernacle is a secret that God delivered to his servant. Nobody can copy it. Also, secrets cannot be contested or competed. If you find someone triumphing, living as more than conqueror, don't try to copy him. Don't try to compete with him. You may develop heart attack for it. Men who have the secrets of God have no competitors. No. And you discover that they do things with ease because it is secret revealed to them. When you assess the secrets of God, struggles are terminated in your life. Somebody asked me, "You always smile. You don't look like you carry any problem." And I tell them it's as a result of the secret of God revealed to me on how to make the most of life. Many years back, God's servant said, somebody met him and said, "Brother David, do problems come your way at all?" And he answered back, "Maybe they came and I didn't know." From today, problem will no longer push you down. They can only be received as revealed by God from that scriptures that we read. Secrets are not accessible by intellectualism. You can learn the process of life, but you cannot learn its secrets. Look at what happened in the days of Daniel, chapter 2, verses 27 and 28, when he was brought before the king to interpret a dream. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, "The secret things which the king had demanded cannot the wise men." Now, the wise there connotes the intellectuals, the astrologers, those who search into the future, the magicians, those who use diabolical forces to discover things. The soothsayers, they cannot show them unto the king. These four categories of trade were specialists of their days. But Daniel said, look, they cannot assess it. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets. He will reveal your own to you. Yeah. Now, take it with a louder amen. Yeah. Remember, every child of God has access to his secrets. There is a God in heaven that reveals secrets and maketh known unto the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in later days. Thy dream and thy visions of thy head upon thy bed are as follows. And this is coming from someone who was a slave and a stranger in the land. You know, a slave has natural tendency for demoralization and inability to learn because of oppression and how it is being used. But not so with Daniel. When you assess God's secret, your educational status, which is good, of course, has no relevance. You will be operating in a different world that others cannot understand. Covenant University is a secret revealed unto his servant. He had never worked in any university, administration, or management, yet commanding professors who are compelled to write without being forced. By the reason of the secrets that proceed out of his mouth. The administration and management in this ministry is not learned from somewhere, nor copied from somewhere. They are delivered by the secrets of God. Can I ask you to please put your hand on your head? May the secrets of heaven, as we have been enjoying as a commission, come upon you from today. Now, please permit me. I'm not just teaching this morning by the privilege given to me, but I'm standing on the power that back up this commission. I know what has been working here. And each of us, as sons and daughters of the prophet in the house, must go with our portion. With secrets, you will never be sounded again. Quick examples. Example shows to you, this is how to do it. Example inspires you to know it can be done. It can be done. And this is how to do it. So let's look at a few examples. Number one is Joseph. Through divine secret, he became enthroned. Joseph, like we know his story very well, at age 17, he was sold out. No opportunity for extensive education. Sold out as a slave. While settling down in slavery, an attack came on him, and from slavery to the prison. And in the prison, the breath of God came upon him. The secrets of God is what we call the breath of God. The breath of God moving on human brain to make it operate in a supernatural dimension. Somebody is receiving that right now. Genesis chapter 41 from verses 38 to 41. Hear the story of Joseph after he interpreted the dream of the king. Genesis 41, 38. The king said, and Pharaoh said unto servant, can we find such one as this? That is, he's not in the class of anybody. You cannot classify men who have access to the secret of God. They are in a different class entirely. A man in whom the spirit of God is. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, no consultation with anybody. When you operate by this secret, nobody asks for your CV. For as much as God hath shielded thee, remember, God is the one who shows secret. All this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Therefore, thou shalt be over my house. Access to divine secret puts people over. Thou shalt be over. You don't go under with divine secrets. And according to your word, Joseph, I handed over to you. I hand over to you. Shall all my people be ruled? Only in the throne will I be greater than you. I'll be statutory king. You'll be functional king. Thou shalt be over my house. Sit by my side. Divine secrets created a throne for Joseph. God, who has given a place to this commission, will give you your throne. Number two is Daniel. He got a place in Babylon. A stranger is not permitted to cast a vote in a nation where he lives, but not so with Daniel. He didn't even need to vote. He was voted in without going through the process of nomination and screening and endorsement. Daniel chapter 2, verses 17 to 19. Death sentence was hanging on the people. The king said, if you don't interpret this, I kill all of you. Men of secrets don't become cheap free in the hand of the enemy. And Daniel went to his house and made the thing known unto Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, verse 18, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men in Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. At Shiloh ground here, certain secrets shall be revealed to you. Now, if you go down the line to the end of the chapter, the king stood up and bowed before Daniel. When you find a king bowing down to a slave, something must have happened. Watch out. From Shiloh 2021, everyone who have looked down on you will be looking up to you. Everyone who have said, what will he matter? What will he become? They will see you becoming greater than they've ever imagined. He bowed and worshipped and did oblation unto Daniel. He worshipped him and he commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. His smell was replaced by odor. And the king acknowledges God. People will glorify your God from now. Number three example was Job, who was noted to be the greatest man in his days. Job chapter 1, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz. That will be your description very shortly. Whose name?
name was Job. Remember, in Shiloh, God is giving you a new name. He's giving you a new name. He's giving you a new title. He's giving you a new name.
That man, Job, operated by the secret of God. Verses 2 and 3. He had children. 7 sons and 3 daughters. And in verse 3, his substance was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 5,000 she asses, and a very great storehouse. So that this man was the greatest. The secrets of God don't put you in the middle. The greatest. Men of divine secret are always operating at the topmost top. The greatest. He became the greatest. He became the greatest. In business, in commerce, the greatest of men, I imagine, from Shiloh 2021. But Job said in chapter 29, verses 1 to 4, he by himself recording how he gained access to the secret of God. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, "Hold that I were in the months past, as in the days when God preserved me. When his candle shined upon my head, and when his light, when by his light I walked through darkness, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle." Do you know that from now, every day you wake up, you will know what to do? Men of secret always know what to do. That's why you find them smiling. They smile because they know what to do. The reason why people are weeping and crying is because they don't know what to do. You hear somebody crying, "I don't know what to do again." Another person is smiling. There is a way out because he knows what to do. From this moment, you will always know what to do. Number 4 example in the New Testament was Paul, the apostle, who emerged the most impactful apostle of the early church. The most impactful. On one side, he was a great intellectual. But when Paul realized the secret of God, he said, "All that I know, I count them but dung for the excellency of the knowledge of God." Then Paul will say, "Let's leave aside what I knew before. Let's come to revelations. Let's come to visions and revelations." He valued divine secrets. He talking about the wisdom of men. He said, "Let's put that aside and let's talk about the wisdom of God, the secrets of God." It was not intellectualism that made Paul. It was the secrets of God. Now, in the New Testament, the secrets of God are referred to as the mysteries of God. They are the same. The secrets of God, the mysteries of God. The unveiled exclusive insight that God gives, which cannot be learned, which cannot be studied for, but as revealed by God. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 to 3, Paul talked about the mystery unveiled to him. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, his co-laborer, Peter, talked about the mystery of the wisdom of God in the life of Paul. Second Peter, please. He talked about that mystery. Now, if divine secret is as important, how do I assess it? How do I assess divine secrets? Number one, the gateway to a divine secret is new birth. You must be born again. Jesus made it very clear with 2 outstanding scriptures. John 3:3, you must be born again. For except ye be born again, You cannot see the secrets of God.
The kingdom of God is operated by the secrets of God.
You cannot see, you cannot assess the secrets of God.
That's why you find a lot of people not born again, have intellectualism, but live in stupidity. Otherwise, how do I explain? A professor lying down with a little girl of the age of his daughter in a car. Go home, carry the mattress, beat his wife, and take it to his girlfriend. Intellectualism with stupidity. But when you have the secrets, the wisdom of God, that comes via new birth, everything about you changes. Why? Eternal life gives you access to the life of God, which contains the secret of God. Through new birth, you become one with God in relationship.
Mark 4:11. Jesus speaking out there said unto them, unto you, who are the you, those who are born again, is given to know, is given to assess the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are outside the faith, all these things are done in parables. You know, parables can lead you to guesses, but secrets will lead you to accuracy and precision. That's why when men who have access to this secret speaks, nobody speaks again. Job said, after my speech, nobody spoke again. Because those who operate by the secret of God, there is nothing to add to them, nothing to subtract from them. Accuracy, precision, everything falls in place. It's a total package. You don't know what you are missing for not being born again. You are cut short of the life of God and therefore cut short of the glory of God. Number two is walking in the fear of God. We have heard about a portion of this in the first teaching. Walking, that is practical living in the fear of God. Walking in the fear of God makes you a friend of God. It makes you a friend of God, thereby gaining access unto the secrets of God. Now, what your blood brother may not know, your true friend knows everything. That's why there is no distance of communication among friends. Somebody can travel from here to go to Lokoja. They say, what are you going for? There is a very important step I want to take. I need to discuss with my friend. You can't find anybody in Lagos? Say, no, this one is a heart-to-heart matter. He's my friend. That's what the fear of God does. Abraham was a man who feared God, and God took him at his friend. Isaiah 41:8, Genesis 18:17, shall I do anything without telling Abraham, my friend? My friend. Walking in the fear of God makes you a friend of God. The friendship of Abraham and God began when God said, walk before me and be thou perfect. Genesis chapter 18 or chapter 17, verses 1 and 2. Walk before me. And I mean, be thou perfect. Live an upright life. Psalm 25, verse 14. The secret of the Lord is reserved to them that fear him. Exclusive. Psalm 25, verse 14. Joseph said, but I fear God. Genesis 42:18. Job was a man who feared God and eschewed evil. He was not chewing evil. He was eschewing it. He was throwing it out of his mouth.
Walking in the fear of God gives you access to the secrets of God. Number three, be in love with God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. I had not seen, nor his heart, neither has it entered into the heart of anyone, the things which God had set aside exclusively for them who love him. Love for God gives you access into the heart of God. Love for God gives you access into the heart of God. Love makes you live inside God, because God is love. We had that in the second teaching. You live in the same room, sharing the same bed with God when you love him. God makes himself naked to you when you love him. Love has no hiding place. Love is naked. So when you love God, God becomes naked to you. Where true love exists between husband and wife, there is no locking of wardrobe. There is no locking of bedroom. There is no locking of briefcase. I know of some men who lock their briefcase. There is no locking of telephone where there is love. Everything is naked. Nakedness is the proof of love. At the marriage of Adam and Eve, the Bible says they were naked and not afraid. They were not ashamed. They were not afraid that anything may be known. That's what love for God does for you. He calls you by a name. He calls you strange names that people don't call you outside. He calls you my son, my daughter, my beloved. And he shows you things because you are in love with him. So if you deepen your love, you gain further access into the secrets of God. The secrets of God here means either the word of God or the voice of God, the rhema or the logo of God speaking to you. He shows you things to come. He reveals things to you that others don't know. Somebody, you are receiving that from today. David was a lover of God. 1 Samuel chapter 13 verse 14. And David gained access to the secret of God. Remember, he's the one who wrote that verse in Psalm 25. That chapter 25 of Psalms. He talked about the love of God, the fear of God. God did not hide things from him. He was anointed to be king, but he operated as a prophet and a priest. How? Through love. Listen to me. Love can take you beyond what God initially planned for you. Initially, God planned for him to be ordained as a king, but he loved God. He stepped from kingship to priesthood and from priesthood to prophethood. There is no ceiling of unveiling of secrets to lovers of God. There is no ceiling. There is no ceiling. Love is like a depth that has no limit. You cannot find the depth of it. The love of God. You cannot create a height for it. You cannot create breadth for it. You cannot create depth for it. It takes you from deep to deep, from depth to depth, from height to height. Please permit me to say, I draw inspiration a lot from our spiritual father, God's servant. When I see his love for God, and I discover the same operating in my life, I want us to love God like our spiritual father loved God. There will be no ceiling to you. You will find yourself just operating in realms beyond imagination. In your business, in your career, in your family, and in all facets of your life. Now, standing in the gap this morning, I release this depth of love for God into your heart. I don't wish
wish to have what he has. I only pray to love God the way he loves God. Because if I do what he does, I will see what he sees. By privilege, I hear him tell me about things happening in Canaan land here. And I said, man, let's try. Let's do something. As the cells were growing in Canaan land this year, we're also growing our own little way. When I see love, when I see passion, he calls me, so I said, my son, our outreach team have just reached 120,000. And then from that to 140 and more. I said, man, I must wake up here. Every time he speaks to me, that way I become restless. I just jack off from the bed. I'm going for outreach. I'm going for outreach. I must love God the way this man loves God. Is somebody receiving right now? Quickly. Number four, engage in prayers of inquiry. Remember the story of Daniel and his men, his companions? Please learn to have prayer partners with you. Even those of you in business. You should put people at your gate who are spiritual, not unbelievers who are smoking and drinking, who will drive God away from you. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel. Chapter 2, verses 17 to 19, when they prayed. In prayer, we place demand for the secret things of God. Matthew 7, 7. Ask and it shall be given to you. Ask. And at this point, I recommend for each and every one of us to learn to pray in the language of the Holy Spirit. Because mystery can only invite mysteries. Praying in the language of the Holy Spirit. First Corinthians chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. He that prays in an unknown tongue. Nobody knows what he's saying. Howbeit, he's speaking mysteries. He's speaking in secret. Using another language is a secret to somebody who doesn't know the language. By that, you connect with your spiritual source. Learn to pray in the language of the Spirit on a daily basis. Especially when you are confronted with issues that you don't understand. I tell people, when you don't understand what is happening, pray in the language that you don't understand. Stop saying, I don't understand, I don't understand, I don't understand. Then pray in the language you don't understand. Let it be the one you don't understand against the situation you don't understand. Number five, be committed to walking in the Spirit. Secret things are spirit things. Walking in the Spirit deepens your relationship with the Holy Spirit. Revelation chapter 1 verse 10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Then I heard the secret. I heard the voice spoken to me. Revelation chapter 4 verses 1 and 2. I heard the voice say to me, come up here, and I will show you the things to come. Be in the Spirit. Don't let carnality rule your life. Be in the Spirit. Number six, as may be necessary or required from time to time, engage in prayer and fasting. Not necessarily the church fasting day, which of course all of us are involved in public worship, in public declaration that we should fast, but in your private time. Let me recommend for you what is being described as living a fasted life. It doesn't have to be the whole day, but times when you deny yourself of food by reason of what is ahead of you. Some people are in failure and they are still eating. Things are not working and you are still eating with your two hands, with your 10 fingers. And in between meal, when you should stay away from food and look up to God. Lord, which way? Lord, which way? Sometimes it does not even take you a whole day. Lord, which way? If it takes you up to a day, it will not kill you. Lord, which way? Ezra chapter 8, verses 21 to 23, they were confronted with a situation. They needed to know how to go. And they fasted and afflicted their bodies. Now listen, when you fast, your body goes down, your spirit comes up. Fasting is essentially for your spiritual adjustment. Fasting cannot change God, but it can change you.
and change situations. And God was entreated for them. He showed them the secret. Finally, number 7. Always acknowledge God as source of your more than a conqueror exploit. Genesis chapter 42, verse 15 and 16. As soon as Daniel appeared before the king. Chapter 41, please. Verses 15 and 16. The king said, are you the Daniel that they talked about? You don't look like it. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of you that you can understand a dream and interpret it. And Joseph answered, it is not in me. I'm not the one doing it. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. The same thing with Daniel. Verse 19, the secret was revealed to him and he blessed the Lord. And in verse 20, he gave praise and thanks to God. For every access you have to God's secret, don't forget to thank him. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And in verse 20, he first of all celebrated God for giving it to him ever before he went to meet the king. Always be thankful. The thankful are usually always the inspired. David said, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reign also instruct me in the night season. Psalm 16, verse 7. I know that from here, the secret of God is resting upon your tabernacle. Rise to your feet with me and pray right now. Father, grant me new access to your secrets. I don't want to operate as a common man again. I want access to your secret that will turn me to more than a conqueror. Somebody is receiving it right now. You are receiving it right now. You are receiving it right now. In Jesus' precious name.